With the shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome to another edition of the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm your host, Mark Chaplin, Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me today is CMG Senior Media Consultant Nathan Cucker and Managing Partner of Center for Sales Strategy, Lee G2, and Up Your Culture, Matt Sunshine. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today.
Hey, Mark. Nice to see you. Matt, good to see you again.
Hey, nice to see both of you. Looking forward to this.
Great. And today we're going to be talking about a few different things, but the 30,000-foot view would be what's an ideal media mix for business owners, what's some approaches they can think about for upping what their efforts are. So we're going to give you some tips on your marketing efforts, how they can be more effective, but we'll also talk about some different techniques and technologies we have to really put it into overdrive. So you know, we can jump right into it. The first thing I wanted to talk about, and Nathan, if you want to kind of start us off, what whether it's lead gen focused or brand awareness, what would be an ideal media mix for a business owner, in your opinion?
Boy, Mark, that's a great question. And it really depends on what kind of business it is. You know, if it's something that needs a bigger response or a greater response right now, I would say probably more lead gen. I mean, that's where they can get your form fills, you can get that contact information, and the sales reps can actually follow through with that hot lead, if we can say. But that, if you're working with a smaller budget or even with a larger budget, that shows that it's at least working and you can take it to the next step, which would be more brand awareness. But honestly, the two run hand in hand. I tell my clients a lot of the time, do it 50-50. Maybe do 50% lead gen and 50% lead awareness, but brand awareness. But like I said, it really depends on what kind of business you're in. I think like maybe an automotive dealer obviously is more so of a lead gen. Home services mm-hmm. is a lot more of a lead gen, but maybe like
definitely
clothing and apparel or restaurants, maybe that's more of like branding and imaging, more so of just casting out that huge net and seeing how many fish you can catch.
Okay. So, and Matt, I know you have a unique perspective on this from being a business owner yourself, but real quick, Nathan, when we talk about those two ideas of lead gen focused and brand awareness, you know, the first thing that comes to mind for lead gen would be a combination of solid search engine optimization and then solid PPC or paid search, right? Because you and I both know getting those people that are right there at the bottom of the funnel and they're ready to act, you got to have a good solid campaign with extensions and clear messaging on your PPC or your paid search. But we also know when we see words that are performing well, we take those and we put those into the SEO strategy, all the while still performing at a good cost, right? So other than SEO or PPC, before I shift over to Matt, what else do you think would be good from a lead gen standpoint on a good media mix?
Absolutely. And hands down, what I tell my clients is SEM, absolutely, for lead gen. And then the other one is social media, because mm-hmm. you can finally tune that and take the rifle approach. You know, you can go exactly on who are the greatest intenders. And I mean, with Facebook nowadays and Instagram with social media, you can have a form fill that automatically fills out that contact person's information. So all they really need to do is click the button that says learn more or apply now. So SEM and Facebook, social media in general, work hand in hand together.
And I would hazard a guess, I'm throwing a softball here, but if you execute that effectively, that's going to create some pretty good brand awareness, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. That's going to get your name out there, even if they're not interested at that moment. When they are in the market for something, they're going to remember you.
Love it. Love it. And Matt, I'd love to hear your take on you know, the approach and the mix from, you know, from a business owner standpoint.
Yeah. So, you know, both from a business owner standpoint, as well as someone who's been working with businesses for the last 30 years on helping them to develop a strategy that will get them the results that they need. You know, my point of view is going to be to look at the customer journey and look at where are your customers when they're in the beginning of their journey, the middle part of their journey, the research phase of their journey, and then ultimately in the buying part of their journey. And make sure that you have a media mix that touches them every step of the journey, every step of the way. Lots of research out there would suggest that when someone is making a significant purchase, they don't really come in contact with the business or the salesperson at the business until they're in the last 30-33%, last one-third of their buying process. So that means two-thirds of the buying process has gone on before they ever get to you. So I would want a media mix that makes certain that I'm with them during that first two-thirds. Now, that won't apply if you're a small ticket item that is a quick purchase, with not a lot of thinking or research having to go into it. But if you're a significant purchase, you are going to do that research. So to me, lead gen is super important, but it's also the thought leadership and it's the lead nurturing, because just because someone talks to you today, maybe they're not interested today, but maybe they will be 6 months from now. And how do you nurture that lead? I think brand awareness is important. I think for some businesses, community involvement needs to be part of the media mix, depending on what business you're in. When it comes to lead gen, I agree with you. SEO and paid search, extremely important. But I'm a big fan of blogging. I think more people are going online and reading articles and wanting to capture that information. So blogging, podcasting, video casting, putting up case studies that people can go and see, and see how people, how to videos on how to do something or how to learn. I think all of that type of marketing needs to be in your media mix. And if you're not committed to doing that, you're really missing out on so much. You're missing out on that two thirds. You're only getting people when they're in the market to buy. I want to make sure that I'm reaching those people before they even get in the market to buy.
I really like that. And there's a couple of things that stick out to me, and Nate, chime in when you hear it. But the blogging in conjunction with talking about goodwill in the community and the outreach, that is something that definitely it takes what I've referred to a few times on the show as the virtual world and puts it into the real world. Because when they see, you know, what your brand is and the fact that you would like to give them more information or like them to do a visit if it's a longer purchase versus something transactional, either way, if you can show that goodwill and the outreach, that's going to resonate with them and going to help them get to that last third or help really get them over the edge when they're in that last third. I like that.
I'll give you a real example of how this manifests itself. And this will be something like what you're talking about with the thought leadership and social media. So yesterday I went on LinkedIn and I recorded a video about a strategy that business leaders and sales leaders might want to do, but with having something called a personal board of directors. So this morning I got an email from someone I haven't talked to in about 5 years that said, "Matt, that's a great concept. Can you and I schedule a call? I want to learn more about that. Maybe your company can help my company." That's that thought leadership component, and that's using social media, not paid social, but in this case, just generic social. But that's the sort of behavior that you need in your marketing mix to complement the paid advertising that you're doing, so that one makes the other one stronger.
I like it. That's a really, really thoughtful approach, not only using, you know, advertising, but actual marketing and PR. If you're just joining us, you're with the Marketing Advisor Show. My name is Mark Chaplin, the Director of Digital for Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Senior Media Consultant Nathan Cucker and Managing Partner of Center for Sales Strategy, Lead G2, and Up Your Culture, Matt Sunshine. If you have any questions or if you want to talk about your business's marketing strategy, some PR tactics, the best practices that we have, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or just shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com, and that's mark.chaplin@cmg.com. So I like what we touched on with how a good mix and a good approach can really not only keep the brand awareness top of mind and have some people act and take action the way you like, not only need them to from a revenue standpoint, but you would want them to. And I would like for you guys, especially considering we've got the listeners at home don't realize this, but between the three of us, we have over half a century of advertising and marketing experience. And that's pretty substantial. If you go back 50 years, that would be something else, especially when you tell them what the internet is. But I say that to say I'd like for us to share, you know, some of our experience as far as what has shifted in the online world, given our tenure. And the first thing that I'll kind of lead us off that comes to mind is I can remember selling AdWords and there was space on the top right of your SERP, your search engine results page screen. It's not there anymore. Right. What's there now is the Google My Business listing for either a direct search in that actual business or for the one that Google has deemed the most worthy to give the right information for that search. I mean, now there's ads in the map section. And I remember when Google My Business was something that was only behind the scenes. But now it's crucial to that organic search. And I just wanted your take on, you know, something specific or even overall as far as your experience and what shifted in the online world.
Well, I mean, I think it's online, period, or just digital. I mean, my gosh, like the consumer journey back, you know, what, 20 years ago or whatever was so different because you'd what? Like if you wanted to research something, you get like your botanical encyclopedia up or like go to the library. Or if you wanted to call a roofer or something, you'd get that huge yellow pages out. And like and obviously it was more than 20 years ago, but you get my point. But the whole consumer journey now with the research just at people's fingertips. But your question about what changed, I remember when SEO, when companies used to just do nothing more than put a whole bunch of keywords on their websites, and you'd go to a website about like an AC air conditioner or whatever. And it would say air conditioner, AC unit, or something like 50 times in a paragraph. And you're like, yeah.
On every page, too, right?
They were trying to cheat Google until Google was like, let's see here. I'm going to change that real fast. So yeah. they changed all the other stuff. Or pop up videos or pop up banners. When you would go to a website, it would be these obnoxious banners that would hit you over the face, like, ugh. When I would see banners pop up at me, I would just click on them and I wouldn't even consider that company. But like I said, I think digital as a whole is just a game changer with the consumer journey. Like Matt was saying about, you know, what he was saying about getting noticed, being found and converting, that whole process years ago was considerably different. So.
Yeah. And I mean, the consumer journey, Matt, you were speaking on that earlier. What comes to your mind as far as the shift?
Yeah, so two things I'll bring up. Number and again, I'm a big fan of the customer journey. That just makes total sense to me. And I think paid and non-paid advertising, paid and non-paid media is the way to go. And being a paid media guy to some extent with a background in broadcasting, I will tell you, we used to run commercials and the big sell on the commercial was the phone number, right? We wanted people to call the, mm-hmm. the 800, and the rule of thumb was say it three times, right? And, you know, you always wanted to get the message out. And today it's the website address. But even that has changed where it's not even the website address. Everyone has a vanity URL for the specific promotion that they have going on. And so we've gone from phone number to website to vanity URL. And then the second thing is, and I love this, by the way, is, and Nate, it's kind of what you were saying. I used to get served ads all the time. That kind of maybe drove me crazy because they were popping everywhere. Today I get served ads that I'm interested in. And I love that. I love that. I've been turned on to so many new products because they were just for me. They knew my characteristics. I love that. I think that's a big check mark in favor of advertising these days.
I couldn't agree more. Go ahead, Nate. Sorry.
Another point, you know, Matt has been saying this an awful lot about paid advertising and then, you know, a company's actual like outreach and stuff like that. You know, that is very true because really the lifeblood of any business is going to be what? referrals, you know, word of mouth. And what I tell customers is that if you don't have a strong referral base or word of mouth, paid advertising should be nothing more than like an accelerator or like gas on the fire. It's not the whole fire. It's just an accelerator. So companies that don't have a strong referral base or word of mouth, and they are living and dying by paid advertisements, that company is gonna be in some dire need or dire pain in a couple of years if that's all that they're going by, because you need to have that community outreach. You need to have referrals. It's almost like a doctor's office. Most of their patients are going to be what? Referrals from another clinic, another specialty going to this doctor. Well, advertisement is no different.
Yeah, and you know the reality is sometimes it goes backwards nowadays. You'll get the referral and then they start the research. Mm-hmm. And the worst case scenario would be they get that referral, but then they can't find you. The credibility will unfortunately lessen exponentially. And that's something I've brought up several times actually with people say, oh, I work off referrals. And from a sales standpoint, I started to realize, okay, I hope so. You know, anybody worth their salt, right?
Can you imagine someone recommends a restaurant that you should go to? And so you're not familiar exactly where it is. So you look it up online, which is what all of us would do, and you can't find it. Uh-huh. Or if you find it, it looks like it hasn't been updated in 10 years. I mean, it loses credibility. The lead, the spark came from a referral. But if you can't be found and you can't be found easily and it doesn't look good and it doesn't come up on your mobile device correctly, you kind of start thinking, do I really want to go there? I don't want to take
your
chance.
You're exactly right. You're exactly
and then
right.
Also too, like, let's talk about awareness. How great would it be where someone refers something to you and you're like, well, what about this company here? Did you ever hear them? Like, that's the ultimate referral too. When you start now thinking in your mind, okay, well, you're telling me about this one Chevy dealer, but I heard about this other Chevy dealer down the road. I think I'm going to research them as well. So that's the ultimate referral right there.
You're exactly right. I want to keep talking about this. We're going to take a quick break. But listeners, if you have any questions about digital marketing, traditional marketing, or, you know, relative to PR, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. Coming up after the break, we're going to continue talking about how this move is important, but it hasn't changed the fact that customer journey is important. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisors Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Senior Media Consultant Nathan Cucker and Managing Partner of Center for Sales Strategy, Lead G2, and Up Your Culture, Matt Sunshine. And today we're breaking down the good media mix for a business owner, but we've also talked about what shifted in the world of advertising, and that's really led us to the consumer experience and the customer journey. And I want to pick back up where we were for the next little bit here. Like, if you think about the phone book, right? Because we were talking about referrals right before the break. The phone book used to be where people would go if they didn't have that referral, right? And something I would often tell business owners if they say, well, I'm on the phone book, or I used to work off referrals in the phone book, I would say, let me tell you why that used to work. No one went and opened the yellow pages and thumbed through, went all the way down, found one and said, I'm going to call that person in a week. No, they were ready to call right then, right? And when they say, well, I work off referrals, I would hope so. Any business worth their salt should. The question is that all you do, or is that all you get? Because then it's the opposite side of the same coin there. And I think, Nathan, you really hit on it, because when you said, you know, they can operate pretty good when they have that good media mix, but they need to have that referral base. So I would hazard a guess that, you know, and I want you guys to chime in on this, but part of that customer experience needs to be post-transaction too, right? And in our world, reputation management is a big part of that. What else comes to mind as far as building that referral base and rounding off that customer journey to you, Nathan?
Well, look, I mean, and Matt's obviously, he's a business owner too. So, and a lot of things that he was saying, I tell my clients, and, you know, I always tell my clients, you know, look, about 95 to 97% of the population that's out there don't care what you have to say. They don't. If they're not in the mood or if they're not in the market for a car, they're not going to buy a car. They're not going to buy a roof. They're not going to get an AC. So you're speaking to the low-hanging fruit of the people that actually want or need your service. So it is crucial, and this is the branding part, the awareness part, that you're speaking to the other 97%, 95% of the population that's out there saying, look, you might not need something right now, but when you do, I want you to think of us. So, I mean, when your air conditioner goes out, I don't go sit in my car, turn on the radio, and wait for the first air conditioner commercial to come on. I don't drive down the highway looking at billboards wondering, oh, what's the best doctor to go to? No, my decision is already somewhat made up when I go online, because when I Google, and when I Google, that's a word now, Googling, when I Google something, yeah, right? When I Google and research and I see that company that has been drilled in my head for years or months, that makes me think of my friend. And they actually say that. When you see a company online, you get that reaction that you see your friend. So you're more inclined to what? Trust that company because you're hearing them. So, I mean, that's having that awareness, hitting those people all the time, not letting your foot off the gas all the time.
Matt, what comes to your mind?
I don't know if I could say it much better. I think that's exactly right. It is that that top of mind awareness is super important. But it goes back to what I said earlier in the show, where for the most part, people are going through their buyer's journey long before they ever interact with the customer or with a salesperson from the business. They're doing their research, they're asking their friends, they're looking on their social feeds, they're doing what all of us do as we're coming into the market, whether that's I'm thinking about doing some landscaping in my yard, or I'm thinking about getting a new grill, or someone mentioned they had a Traeger smoker, or is it a Pit Boss smoker? And I don't know, maybe I should look into getting one of those, right? You do a lot of those things before you ever walk into a store or before you ever talk to a salesperson. That top of mind awareness is critical because, and you said it, when you do go online and you do a search, there is a little bit of fear factor that we all have about clicking links. And so when we see it's a link to what looks to us, oh, I've heard of them before. Well, now I'm going to go. It's an invitation. I'm like, oh, I know those guys. Mm. That one little leg up of I know who they are, that could be the difference between making that sale and not making that sale.
You know, that makes me think of, and I've heard it for a while, if it's tried, it's right. But effectively, when you really think about it, top of mind is going to come from when they're in the back of the mind, right? Keep that in the back of your head. We hear that phrase all the time. If you can get stowed in the back of their head when it's time for top of mind, that's where transaction occurs. I really appreciate you touching on that again, gentlemen. Typically, I'll take a pause and ask you something fun about it, but I really wanted to make sure we rounded that off. We're going to take another quick break, but again, listeners, if you have any questions about digital marketing, terrestrial radio, traditional marketing, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin, that's C-H-A-P-L-I-N, at cmg.com. And coming up after the break, we're going to take a dive into what's something a business owner can do right now to improve their reach to their audience. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. With The shift in consumer behaviors and the evolution of technology, small and medium businesses are doing everything they can to keep up. Businesses are either changing their business models to an online one or growing existing marketing efforts with digital marketing strategies. The Marketing Advisor Show each week will talk about how to grow your business through digital marketing. It's time for the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV. Here's your host, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group, Mark Chaplin.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. I'm Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions and Cox Media Group and 104.5 WOKV. Along with me are CMG Senior Media Consultant Nathan Cucker and Managing Partner of Center for Sales Strategy, Lead G2, and Up Your Culture, Matt Sunshine. And we've talked about a few things today. We're going to jump back in and talk about what's something a business owner can do right now to improve their reach. And I want to preface that if you're just joining us. We've been talking about the consumer journey and the customer experience throughout and what a good mix is. So from sort of an action standpoint for the listeners, what's something a business owner can do right now to improve their reach? Matt, did you want to lead this one off?
Yeah, sure. I think right now what a business owner could do, and it's cost effective, it won't cost you anything. And so I'm trying to be sensitive to the fact that this is July, we're, you know, coming through the pandemic, we're trying to be realistic. So what can a business owner do? They can start posting on social media. Like if there's no excuses for not doing that. There's no excuses. There's no barrier to entry. It just takes time. And there are plenty of people that could help you do that, and you can get expertise. You can read blogs. You can learn how to do it yourself. But there's nothing that would stand in the way right now, today, about setting up a social media account, whether that's on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Pinterest, whatever your social media is that's right for your business, and starting to share your expertise. And if you think about it like this, always be helping. Don't always be selling. Always be helping, giving your potential consumer information that they need about how to make better decisions around your area of expertise. That would be awesome. And as the saying goes, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today. And I can give you a list of things that business owners should do, but that one is one that everyone should be able to do with truly no excuses.
And also quite a bit of ease, like a smartphone and some available digits, and you should be good to go.
You should be it. That's right. You should be. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to go to the bare basics.
Least common denominator, so to speak, right?
Yeah, especially.
And that's a really good foundation, too. Yeah. Sorry, Nathan, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing. I mean, I have it written down here because I know that the question was going to come to me next, and I was going to be, it is exactly correct. Like, what you do right now with so much uncertainty going on and so much, there's just a lot going on right now. And I think that it's what you can do to help your community or just be that expert in whatever it is you are in the field of, whatever industry. I have a client, perfect example. I have a client that we were, you know, in the midst of in April when all this was going down. Mm-hmm. And they were struggling because they were always talking about themselves. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. But I came to this and said, okay, I understand that you want to help people, but you're doing it not a wrong way, but there's a better way of doing it. Why don't we give back to the community? Why don't we, because this was an animal hospital, why don't you buy a whole bunch of dog food and cat food and say, look, if you were laid off, if you were furloughed, or if you had your time cut back, if you're struggling right now, we get it. Reach out to us and we will give you a free bag of dog food, or we'll give you a free bag of cat food. Something that just is just genuine, to here to help you. And sure enough, they did that. They wanted to only do 200. It ended up almost being 2,000. And they got picked up by animal shelters, TV crews, social media. And the owner came back to me and said, you know what, Nathan, that was such a great idea. Not only is it helping us, but it cleansed my soul too. It's heartwarming knowing that you were there for people. So that's going to come back tenfold because people are going to remember this and they're going to come to you.
Yeah, I think that's a very I mean, that's a great example, not only of case in point for consumer experience, but also what's something you can do, like Matt said, always be helping. I mean, that's a beautiful story, quite frankly. We're on WAKV. We've been doing our Carathon this week, and to hear that just extended in such a way, that's really great. There's not a lot I can add on or say to that. We're going to take a quick break. Again, if you have any questions, though, about digital marketing, traditional marketing, terrestrial radio, or PR efforts, give us a call. It's 904-245-8878, or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. And so today we've talked about a good number of things that are very germane to what a business owner should be doing or can be doing. And I wanted to change gears and think back to something that we're all looking forward to, which is getting back to normal, right? And part of that is the school year is going to start up. My wife's a teacher, so it's a hot topic, so to speak, in our household. But from a business standpoint, the next couple of weeks, there's going to be more traffic. There's going to be more consumer activity, thus more consumer behavior. So what's something that a business owner, if they just haven't really put so much into it, if they're hearing this right now, what's something they should either start thinking about or start with on their messaging? And Matt, I know you said what they can do right now is really just some organic posting on social media. So maybe a little more in depth to that, or what's something that they can add on to that?
Yeah, so I think business owners need to be paying attention right now to what the rules are going to be, what the regulations are going to be with going back to school, whether that's a state regulation or a district regulation. But every grade and every district and every county is going to have its own thing. So safety is going to be very, very important. So, you know, hand sanitizer and masks and all of that, certainly. But what about setting up an area in your house so if you choose to do online learning, that your student is ready to do that? I think we weren't ready for that last year. And so consequently, you had kids trying to learn while there was other stuff going on. But if the option that you're going to choose is online learning, especially for grade school kids, find a spot in your apartment or your house that can do that. And if you're a business owner, be thinking, do you have anything that you sell that could make that experience better? Because as a parent, right, you're going to be thinking, okay, how do I set my child up for success? And whether that's going to school or coming back. The other thing is, you know, the daycare situation is going to be different. And so what is that going to look like? And the school drop off and our buses going to happen, or are we going to have to? So as a business owner, I'd be paying close attention and staying ahead of this. And I'd be the very first. I would be having strategy meetings almost daily with my team internally to say, okay, as soon as we know what the rules are, how can we win? How can we take advantage of this so that we can help out the consumers that are in our market to benefit from this? Because it's going to be interesting this year. It's going to be different than ever before.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that thought is going to come not only from what do the kids want or what do the kids need, right? But what are the parents going to want and need as a group? Because I know for a fact in a lot of Duval County, part of there's only, like, she's a middle school teacher, and there won't be three grades at school at any point until further notice. So that means part of it's online, part of it's in person. Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing is, and you know this because your wife's a teacher, but teachers are always struggling to have enough supplies in their room. And oftentimes teachers have to pay with their own money to get the supplies that they really need. Well, the supplies that they're going to need now are going to be different than what they've ever done before. So if I'm a local business and I want to do something good, maybe I do something where any purchase that you make at my business during this period of time, we're donating a bottle of hand sanitizer to the local school district or something or wipes, because teachers are going to need that stuff in their classroom. And if the districts can't get it for them, the teachers are going to be responsible for getting that themselves.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, as someone who had kids in grade school and have a daughter that's a teacher, anything that we can do to help them, because they're the ones teaching the kids, we need to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, Nate, what did you have on that? Yeah.
I'm going through this right now with my clients. I mean, my clients and I are sitting together. We have been for the last you know, 3-4 weeks. And you're exactly right, Matt. Like, you need to have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C, because we just don't know yet which direction it's going to be. So if it is going to be virtual schools, you need to be the first one to be out there. Okay. So instead of school clothing, which normally is, you know, pen and pencils and stuff like that, notebooks, now it's make sure your electronics are up. It's like, to Matt's point about, it's just like working from home. Maybe you need a desk, you know, furniture company. So now you need to make your room, your bedroom, and also an office and or a classroom, a chalkboard, chalk. Like, there's so much things. And to also to Matt's point about teachers, maybe now you're marketing to teachers saying, hey, look, you need to get these things. This is where you get them at. So, yeah, I mean, you need to have at least two plans on what is going to happen and be ready to rock and roll, because I don't think anyone truly knows yet what it is. And that's okay, too, because you can also market that as well.
Yeah, and I think something relative to this is the old adage of if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? And I will say Duval, the school district, has done an excellent job, not only last semester getting the teachers and the students all the requisite hardware and software up and running. They use Microsoft Teams just as we do, but they've also taken a lot of really good measures to ensure the safety of the students and the teachers. So that's really good to hear, really warming to hear.
You know, so, Mark, to quote Mike Tyson, everyone has a plan until they get hit in the face.
Punched in the face. That's exactly right.
That's what happened in March and in April. We got smacked hard with that right hook, and it knocked us down. But now we can prepare for this. Now we know how to do it. We have the infrastructure almost there. So now you can bob and weave a little bit.
Okay. I really like that you brought that up. Two reasons. One, it's a sports reference, and we're going to get into that in just a second. But also just the idea and the methodology of resilience. So we're going to take a quick break. But if you have any questions, listeners, about digital marketing, terrestrial radio, traditional marketing, give us a call at 904-245-8878, or just shoot me an email at mark.chaplin@cmg.com. That's C-H-A-P-L-I-N. And coming up after the break, I like to end on sort of a light or a high note. We're going to take a dive into what some of our personal favorites are as far as campaigns go, and some taglines and slogans throughout the years. We'll be right back.
Digital marketing is a wise investment decision, and it's also an effective marketing channel that will help you grow your business. We will be right back to the Marketing Advisors Show on 104.5 WOKV. Digital marketing provides business owners the best chances for survival, competition, and business growth. You're listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show. This is Mark Chaplin, the Digital Director of Local Solutions, Cox Media Group, and 104.5 WOKV. And the people that have joined me today are CMG Senior Media Consultant Nathan Cucker and Managing Partner of Center for Sales Strategy, Lead G2, and Up Your Culture, Matt Sunshine. Guys, as we kind of wind down, I want to thank you so much for your time today. I know we're all working extremely hard, and we're fortunate enough to say that in this time. But I like to end on this light note. So thankful, so grateful. Sports is coming back next week. Major League Baseball is going to start a season. It's going to be 60 games. They're actually going to have a facsimile of playoffs. And that really made me think, like, oh, things are good. We're going to be okay. But it also made me think of marketing and advertising, because you have to have, you know, fans in the seats, right? And that's not really an option now. So marketing and advertising is going to be huge for what they're doing for a virtual spectator. And it made me think of taglines like NBA action is fantastic, with the letters F-A-N really big and fan, or NBA, I love this game. Just short and sweet. And I was like, man, that was just – they didn't have the luxury of the internet at that point. They had to make sure that campaign hit really hard, right? And so that made me start thinking, like, what are some of my other all-time favorites? The first one for me – and I want to know what you guys think after I get through pontificating on my childhood, so to speak. But my all-time favorites were, like, Where's the Beef? Of course we remember that lady, right? She just kept asking the question, and that still to this day sticks out. And another one for me was – You Got the Right One, Baby by Ray Charles when he did Diet Pepsi. It started on the Super Bowl, and I just really liked the sound of that because that introduced me to Ray Charles. He was clearly way before my time. And I was like, man, who is that guy? And that's when my mom and dad kind of told me, and I got to discover his music, oddly enough, through a commercial for a product I've never used and never will, but it was a great slogan. And I close my piece, and I want to know what you guys say with my favorite one right now is a Nike ad, and it's called Never Too Far Down to Come Back. And it shows like when like the Cavaliers were down 3-1, it shows when a couple of tennis players are down 5-1 in the final seven match. It shows where Tiger Woods on like hole 16 and he shanks a drive and he falls to his knees and his head's to the ground. He's in pain, but he's still in the final round. And then it shows him sinking the winning putt. Like it's a really good message for right now. And it still has their name on it with that serif font. So I didn't know as we kind of close out, what are a couple of y'all's favorites?
Well,
Nate, go ahead. Yeah.
And I think MLB is what? Catch the Fever, right? Is that
That's
what
it.
MLB was?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's yeah. They're probably not going to bring that one back, right?
Timing is everything, right?
So you know, I think back in the day, you know, Budweiser with the frogs, you know, Budweiser, that always sticks out. Obviously, where's the beef? You know, I think right now Verizon. Can you hear me now? How about now? State Farm, like a good neighbor. You know, I think the insurance company. I love Arby's. We have the meats. That's always a good one. Locally, I think like Arlington Toyota, you see so many because they paid so little. That has been in my mind. And then Safe Touch, you know, the crooks know not to mess with Safe Touch. Oh, that's Safe Touch.
Right.
You know, those seem to be the ones that stick out in my mind. How about you, Matt?
I love it.
Yeah, so I have a few. You know, I'm always whenever someone says favorite commercial of all time, I think of the Motel 6 radio commercial, We'll Leave the Light On for You. Just because that was so, it was so perfect, right?
You said Motel 6, I knew what was coming, yeah.
Right, I mean, and it was like no production to it, no nothing. It's just a guy's voice, and everyone knew that. I love that. I also love the Hump Day commercial, You Know What Day It Is by Geico, and it's the camel. I think that's great. And then I am I'm a patriotic type person, so the Budweiser commercials with just the Clydesdales and when they bow and they get down on one knee, you know, to the Statue of Liberty. I just think that it's just so classic. I think it only runs like once a year they run it. I mean, it doesn't run very often, but when it does, it's like one of those that when I see it on social media, I share it because I think it's just such a nice commercial. So those would be a few that I think about.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Frank's Red Hot one where it was the old lady and she goes, I put that on everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a funny one. They bleeped it out. That was a funny one.
Remember, was it Kmart that said I shipped my pants? And because they were doing free shipping.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right.
That was a pretty good one.
That makes me think of just because of the play on words, like sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. They would show a crazy person and a regular person with Almond Joy and Mounds. And I think I just realized that Apple might have kind of done a lift. Like I'm a Mac and I'm a PC. Remember those?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Mounds, what?
Yeah. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Yeah.
So easy a caveman can do it, and the caveman is walking around. The guy was funny, though.
So if we see a lift in these spots, we're going to know where it came from right here in Jacksonville. Gentlemen, I sincerely appreciate not only time but your expertise and all of your insight on this. I just want to say, you know, thanks for listening to the Marketing Advisor Show. And if anyone has any questions, if you want to set up a free, no-obligation call, whether it's on the phone or over the computer, give us a call at 904-245-8878 or shoot me an email at mark.chaplin, that's C-H-A-P-L-I-N, at cmg.com. We can talk about your business's marketing strategy or some of our best practices and what some good next steps are for you. And, Matt, did you want to leave the listeners with one of your websites or –
Yeah, sure. It's the centerforsalesstrategy.com or leadg2.com or upyourculture.com. Any of them. Check them out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, again, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on 104.5 WOKV.
You've been listening to the Marketing Advisor Show on 104.5 WOKV with host Mark Chaplin, Digital Sales Director with Local Solutions and Cox Media Group. If you have a question for Mark or would like to be a guest on the show, call Mark Chaplin at 245-8878. That's 245-8878. We hope you'll join us next week on the Marketing Advisor Show.